Disrupting Patriarchal Legacies, Part 4. Welcoming the Pain. Going through trauma and embracing pain makes us more able to see reality for what it is, and to be more honest with ourselves. This makes it possible for the individual to anchor his view of the world without excuses and defenses. Thus, existential anxiety is replaced by a sense of trust in ourselves and in life. It takes willingness to be present with your pain without judging yourself for feeling fear, anger, sadness, guilt, shame, and all the emotions that the mind translates as negative experiences. The moralizing judgment that emerges along with these emotions has to do with mistaken beliefs related to feeling like, if I didn't feel this, I wouldn't suffer, and my dark aspect is shameful. From them derive a Herculean effort to avoid emotion and isolate oneself from experience. The result is a dulling of the ability to feel. We nurture these beliefs because we, human beings, had to dampen emotional pain to bear it when we didn't have enough resources to face it. At times, the expression of our emotions may have resulted in unwanted results and loss of affection. Emotions have become undesirable because, in these cases, they have kept us from fulfilling our needs and desires. But fear of emotions is unwarranted because it is beliefs and attitudes related to them that make them unpalatable. No matter how destructive they look, they can be metabolized and composted. Replacing protection patterns with connection patterns. By rebuking emotions, they remain inappropriate and destructive in the subconscious, causing us to run away from experiences. According to behavioral neuroscientist Stephen Porges, trauma compromises our ability to engage with one another, replacing patterns of connection with patterns of protection. It is paradoxical isolation. Inhibition and isolation as a protective measure against exposure does not prevent what we fear and makes us lose the potential of life that we could access if we did not refuse involvement and flee the experience. The price to pay for emotional overprotection is too much. Blocking the ability to feel pain also blocks access to pleasure. Though it may not seem like it, pain is a life-giving experience. It releases pent-up energy and dulled creativity. Without attachment or aversion to emotions, feeling them is life-giving and liberating. Listening to emotional pain gives birth to the understanding that we are beyond any disconcerting emotion, and no matter what, we are alive, and in the end, that's what matters most. We realize that true security comes from living from the raw, open, real core of presence within us. This radical integrity is the necessary foundation for building a life in the service of a society that celebrates life. Metabolizing the pain itself makes us anchor a more potent level of truth. In doing so, we put our originality and eccentricity at the service of the world. The clogged channels and wounds related to broken bonds become the portals to realizing a deeper, indestructible bond that connects us to everything and everyone. It is a paradox that, by coming into contact with the pain of separation, we have the chance to experience our inseparability from the world. Facing pain doesn't annihilate us as the ego supposed. On the contrary, it creates a new relationship with life. From separate and disconnected, we have come to feel deeply interrelated. With the relinquishment of masks, defenses, and justifications, we enjoy the incredible pleasure of being intimate, open, and vulnerable to life.